I've started the recording now. So far, we have completed like 4 sessions, and this is our 5th session. Okay. So, what all have we covered? This I will just give a recap of what all we have covered so far, so that it helps us have a check on what it was like. Okay. And then today's session will again be mostly on Chasti Vibhakti itself. Okay, because last week I remember there were many questions. So yeah, I'll come to all of those a little later. But so far we have covered Mama Nama, Bhavata Nama, Bhavatyah Nama, Saha Eshah, Sa Esha, Ka Tat Etat Kim. Okay. We also understood Strilinga Shabda, Pumlinga Shabda, Napumsakalinga Shabda, and we also had a look at Sankhya from 1 to 60. I'm sorry. Then we also had a chance to look at Am Na Va, a question tag basically, and then we also had an opportunity to go through Asti, Nasti, Kutra, Tatra, Sarvatra, Anyatra, Ekatra, and after that was Bhavan, Bhavati, Aham, followed by Ramasya, Tasya, Etasya, and which is the Shashti Vibhakti. Okay, so I understand last time we had too much of confusion, probably, see, Sanskrit as a language in itself is a little sensitive when it is coming to genders. So it is not a simple one like how we do everything in English. Okay. Little bit sensitive when it is coming to genders. So we will have to keep in mind the 3 genders which we already discussed: masculine gender, feminine gender, and Napumsakalingam. Okay. So that's how it is. Okay. It's a little sensitive. So we have to identify those sensitive points and then go ahead. Okay. So I hope I am very, my volume and my audio is all clear without any disturbances. So I will start the session. So before I start the session, a few really important points to be discussed. One thing was I received a lot of emails. I couldn't respond to any of the email, reason being I was quite occupied. So I will have a look at it sometime later and respond back to them. Okay. Few of the participants have sent their home assignments too, which honestly I couldn't look at it. But yeah, I just had a glimpse of those few ones. But I find I would reply back to them probably later or probably whenever I have a little time. So kindly have that a little consider me for that one. Right. So just. One minute. Yeah. Okay. So we first have a look at the examples. Okay. I hope my screen is to be seen. Right. My screen is seen, I believe. Yeah. So I would be calling out each participant, whoever is present in our session today. Okay, sorry, I couldn't change the date here. Just putting that was a typo error from my side. Okay, yeah, I would be calling out each participant's name. Probably you'll have to unmute yourself and then give me the translation sentences. Okay, once the sentences are being translated, I would run the session for like half hour myself. I'll read out a few rules of Shastri Vibhakti. And then we would actually get into further details. Okay, so here, let me just open the participant list so that I know who all are there in my session today. Great. I find 23 participants. Good. Okay. So yeah. So if you guys are able to see my screen, yeah. Please mute yourself, everybody. So here it is. The first participant on my participant list is Suvendu Mahodeya. Suvendu Mahodeya, can you please translate a couple of sentences that is available on my screen right now?
Sure. The first one is, that is Gopal's house. Tat Gopalascha Griham.
Uttama. One more.
The second is, this is my son's book. Etat Mama Putrasya Pustakam.
Uttama. Dhanyavada, Mahodaya. We'll go to another participant. Dhanyavada.
Dhanyavada.
Yeah, please mute yourself. Vijaya Mohan, can you hear me?
Okay. Third is, where is Radha's bangle? Kutra asti Radhayaha Kanganam? Fourth, river's name is Godavari. Nadyaha Namaha Godavari.
Nadyaha Nama Godavari. Right. Good. Thank you, Bhagini. Thank you. Please mute yourself. Chandini Bhagini, can you please unmute yourself and read out and translate a couple of sentences for me? Chandini Bhagini?
Yes.
Can you please read out a couple of sentences?
Abhishek's father is Amitabh. Abhishekasya pitaha Amitabh asti.
You can put it very simple, Abhishekasya pita Amitabh. That's it. I mean, you don't have to put asti.
Okay.
You know, there is nothing called there as such. So you can tell Abhishekasya pita Amitabh.
I am goddess Lakshmi's devotee. Saraswati Devihi Bhaktaha.
That is, read the sentence appropriately. I am goddess Lakshmi's devotee. Okay. So the sentence should be like this. Aham Lakshmi Devyah Bhaktaha. Okay, if I am a Pumlinga Shabda, okay, then it is like Aham Lakshmi Devyah Bhaktaha. If it's a Strilinga, if you are telling it, Aham Lakshmi Devyah Bhakta.
Devyah Bhakta.
Yeah, Lakshmi Devyah Bhakta.
Bhakta or
Bhaktaha? Bhaktaha, it's for Pumlinga Shabda. When a man is telling that, okay? When I am telling it, okay? I will tell Aham Lakshmi Devyah Bhaktaha.
Yeah.
When a Strilingam, or when you are telling it, you have to say Aham Lakshmi Devyah Bhakta.
Okay. Got it.
Bhagini, no, there was some kind of confusion in between. Was there a question for me?
Uday Mahode, I had a couple of questions about Abhishekasya Pitaha Amitabha, or is it Pita Amitabha?
Abhishekasya Pita Amitabha. Tavad.
So it's not Pitaha,
Abhishekasya
Pita.
It is only Pita, not Pitaha.
Okay.
It is Pita.
Okay. And Abhishekasya is, which is the sha for Abhishekasya?
Abhishekasya is Shashti Vibhakti again.
Yeah, I know, the sha, which is the sha that is to be used for Abhishek?
Writing will come a little later. You know, writing part, no, we will not complicate things right now, we'll go slowly. Writing is a little complicated when it is coming to writing because, you know, people don't understand it much better. So we'll come to the writing part a little later. Okay, let us first understand, get the essence of it a little better way.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Dhanyavada. Ram Mahodaya, can you please translate a couple of sentences here?
Sir, I'm sorry, first class mind, so I have to go through previous lectures.
Astu, I just joined today. Astu, astu, chintana, chintana. Nagarani Bhagini, Nagarani Bhagini, can you please have a look at my screen and, you know, can you please translate? Chantini Bhagini, can you please mute yourself?
Sure. Everywhere Saraswati's prayer is there. Sarvasya Saraswati Shloka Asti.
Sarvatra Sarasvatyaha Shloka Shlokaha or Prarthana Asti. Both are correct. Okay. It is Sarasvatyaha. We know in Shasti Vibhakti. Sarasvatyaha Prarthana or Shloka. Both are correct. Okay. Sarvatra Sarasvatyaha Prarthana Asti. Sarvatra Sarasvatyaha Shlokaha Asti.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, next one. Okay.
Thank
next
you.
One.
Krishna is elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm forgetting the word for elsewhere.
Yeah, so it is Krishna anyatra asti. Elsewhere anyatra
asti. Anyatra. Yeah. Krishna anyatra asti.
Anyatra asti. Exact. Dhanyavaad.
Thank you.
Dhanyavaad. Veena Bhagini, can you please translate a couple of sentences that is showing that we see on my screen?
Now, then, I have not done my homework. Sorry to say that. This time I was not able to do my homework. But let me try. What is his name? What would I
what
say
is
for
his
what?
Name? Which one are you doing, Bhagini? Which one are you doing?
Tenth one.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm wondering what would I say for what is his name?
Tasya Namakim. What is his name was being dealt somewhere in session 2. Okay. See, I urge everybody present in this group to be, you know, to, in this list to be able to practice it with their friends and family, because if you do not practice, you tend to forget. Okay, because we have one session a week. Yeah, one session in a week.
Yeah, okay, I do not get time to revise from last Sunday, so that's why I'm calling back.
Not for you. Yeah. Please go ahead. You want to do one more, or you want to go to the next participant?
You can go to the next participant.
Next participant on my list is Alok Mahadeya. Alok Mahadeya, can you please translate a couple of sentences there?
Namaskar, Mahadeya. So, on question number 10, what is his name? Can we not say Bhavatah Naam Kim?
What is his name? When you are saying his, then it is Bhavatah means you are asking a question to somebody. Okay, it is not, you are not showing it. Okay, you see, you and your friend are talking. You know somebody there who is at a distance to you. You ask your friend, okay, what's his name? Okay, if you directly want to ask somebody, you would ask, what is your name, right?
Okay, got it.
Bhavatah is your name, okay? His is Tasya.
Okay. Got it.
So go ahead. Translate this couple of sentences now.
Question number 14, yes. He is my sister's son. Bhagati's putra asti.
Yes, he is my sister's son. The correct response for this sentence would be saha mama bhaginyaha putraha. Okay. Yes, he is my sister's son. Saha mama bhaginyaha putraha. Mama bhaginyaha, my sister's son. Like, he is my nephew. Okay, we call it a nephew in English. Okay, in Sanskrit, there is another word to it. Okay, I don't want to complicate it right now. So, let us keep it very simple. Okay. Saha mama bhaginyaha putraha. Okay. Alright.
Okay.
Now, then you want to read one more? You want to translate one more?
I think you can ask some other participant.
All right. Maitri, Maitri Bhagini? Maitri Bhagini,
can you hear me? Namaskara Mahode.
Namaskara Mahode. Namaskara Bhagini. Can you please translate two sentences for me?
Yes. Yes, she is my teacher. Sa mama shikshak.
Sa mama shikshika.
Mama shikshak. Shikshika.
Shikshika. Shikshika. Adhyapika. Or acharya. Okay. Shikshika. We have dealt with this word in the previous session. So you can use it. Sa mama shikshika.
Mama shikshika.
Yes.
Okay.
Is
he a king? Yeshaha Raja Va. Saha Raja Va.
Is he a king?
Correct.
It is, Raja is not a right word. Raja is a different word again. So in this context, we have to say Saha Maharaja Va. Okay. See, there is a difference between
Maharaja Va.
Exactly. Saha Maharaja Va. Next participant, Venugopal Mahodaya. Venugopal Mahodaya.
Yes, Mahodaya.
Can you please translate a couple of sentences or whichever you want from the above list? Couple of sentences. Any two.
Okay. Is her name Mala? Etasyah nama Mala va.
Yes. Etasyah or tasyah nama. Both is correct. Okay. Another one.
Isn't she your sister?
Yes. Sa bhavatah bhagini nava.
Bhavatah bhagini nava.
Nava. Sa bhavatah bhagini nava.
Sa bhavatah bhagini nava. Okay.
Uttam.
Thank you.
Uttam. Dhanyavadah. Raja Mahodaya, can you hear me? Astu Chintanasti. Murali Mahodaya, can you hear me?
Namaskara Mahodaya.
Can you please translate couple of sentences, any two sentences that which we have not come across in today's session? Any two sentences from this 18th sentence?
Sure. I'll take 18th one.
Yeah.
A number 16 is there. Sankhya Shodasha Asti.
Sankhya Shodasha Tatra Asti is there, right?
Shodasha.
Yeah. There.
Atra.
Atra. It is there.
Atra.
Okay. So we have
is there. Tatra asti.
Tatra.
Tatra.
One more sentence.
One more. Yeah.
Can you please is her name? The fifth sentence. Fifth one.
Fifth one. Her bag is not there. Tasyaha syutaha na asti. Tatra na asti.
Exactly.
Tasyaha syutaha tatra na asti.
Uttam. Tasyaha syutaha tatra na asti.
Dhanyavaad.
Okay. So right now I will... I will run through all the 18 sentences once so that you would remember it, okay, and then you would know the exact pronunciation or exact translation of the sentences, okay. So that is Gopal's house. Tat Gopalasya Gruham. this is my son's book. Etat mama putrasya pustakam. Where is Radha's bangle? Radha yaha kankanam kutra asti. River's name is Godavari. Nadyah nama Godavari. Her bag is not there. Tasyah syutah tatra nasti. Abhishek's father is Amitabh. Abhishekasya pita Amitabh. I am goddess Lakshmi's devotee. Aham Lakshmi Devyah Bhaktah. Everywhere Saraswati's prayer is there. Sarvatra Sarasvatyah Prarthana Athava Sloka Asti. Sarvatra Sarasvatyah Prarthana Asti. Krishna is elsewhere. Krishna Anyatra Asti. What is his name? Tasya nama kim? Is her name Mala? Tasyah nama Mala ava? That is true. That satyam. Are you not there? Bhavan tatra nasti va? Yes, he is my sister's son. Aam, saha mama bhaginyah putraha. Yes, she is my teacher. Aam, sa mama shikshika. Yes, he is a king. Sorry, a 16th one. Is he a king? Saha maharaja hava. Isn't she your sister? Sa bhavataha bhagini nava. Number 18. Number 16 is there. Shodasha sankhya. I'm sorry. Shodasha sankhya tatra asti. Okay. Shodasha sankhya tatra asti. Okay. So last time when we were trying to. Yes. Okay. So last time when we were actually going through the session, okay, I believe there was a lot of confusion regarding the Shashti Vibhakti. Okay, that is the reason why today we would not be going to any new lecture. We would be focusing more of examples, more of rules on Shashti Vibhakti itself. Okay, Shashti Vibhakti itself. If there is any specific question, kindly park your questions. I'm sorry. Kindly park your questions. Then I will come address those questions at the end of the session or at the Q&A session. Okay. Meanwhile, I will share my screen, go through the Abhyasa Pustakam once again, go through some new words, make you guys practice. In that way, you are familiar with this entire system of words. Okay, with the entire Shashti Vibhakti as a whole. Okay, so I am assuming everybody is able to hear me. I am assuming everybody is able to see my screen. Okay, let me share you the Abhyasa Pustakam right now. Just 1 minute while I share that. Abhyasapustakam kutra asti aham atra asti. Okay, I hope my screen is clear and is to be seen. Okay, if anybody is having issues, kindly check with your system because I find it to be visible here. I'm just zooming in a bit so that you guys get a good view of it. All right. So yeah. So last time when we were dealing with these sentences, I will go through these sentences once again so that you remember. First of all, listen to this extremely carefully because this Shasti Vibhakti is used in conversational Sanskrit a lot. Okay, in Sambhashana Sanskritam, Vayam Etat Bahu Upyogam Kurmaha. Okay, when you have to say it is Rama, it is Krishna, it is boys, it is sons, it is teachers, it is fathers, all these are a part of our daily conversations. Okay, so if you're not familiar with the rule, okay, the rule is what I have sent in my class assignment and the recording last time, which I will go through in this session as well. Okay, so those rules needs to be followed by all means. Okay, tat sarala samskrutam madhye asmakam shasti vibhakti naam upayogah adhikam bhavati. Okay, vayam etasya upayogam adhikam kurmah asmakam sambhashane. इति अतः अहम् एतद् सेशन् पुनः अतः अहम् एतद् कक्षा पुनः स्वीकरोमि स्म. किमपि क्वश्चन्स् अस्ति चेत् लिखतु, लिखित्वा स्थापयतु, वयं पुनः पश्यामः. अस्तु, धन्यवादः. सो इदानीं वयम् अत्र अस्माकं स्क्रीन् उपरि पश्यन्तः स्मः. ओके, सो समथिङ्ग् विच् इस् नियर् समथिङ्ग् वि हव् बीन् हेविङ्ग् लाट् आफ़् डिस्कशन् सो फार् नियर् फार् एण्ड् आल् आफ़् दोस् रैट्. The same happens in here as well. Okay, when you are dealing with pumlinga shabda or napumsakalinga shabda, okay, you tend to use etasya, somebody who is beside you, somebody who is near you. Okay, tasya, somebody who is little away from you, a little far away from you. Okay, somebody who is little away from you, somebody who is little far away from you. Okay. Just 1 minute, okay? Just 1 minute. One minute, please. Kindly bear with me. Yeah. So, etasya means somebody who is beside you or somebody who is near you. Tasya, somebody who is far away. So, etasya nama Ramaha. Ramaha. Tasya, who is little far away. Okay. Tasya nama Krishnaha. Okay. What's his name? His name is Krishna. Okay. Etasya nama Ramaha. एतस्य नाम गणेशः, तस्य नाम आञ्जनेयः, एतस्य नाम शिवः, तस्य नाम बुद्धः, एतस्य नाम रामायणम्, तस्य नाम महाभारतम्. दिस् वि यूस् फार् Etasya and Tasya is being used for masculine gender and neutral gender. Masculine gender, Pumlinga Shabdaha and Napumsakalinga Shabdaha. Okay, Etasya, Tasya is being used for masculine gender and neutral gender. Right? Okay. So now when it is coming to feminine gender, how do you address the feminine gender? Okay, it is Ramas, it is Latas, it is Balikas, it is Matas. See, when you are addressing a lady, okay, when you are addressing a belongingness towards a woman, how do you address that kind of a situation? Okay, the same goes with here. Okay, anyone who is near to you, somebody, a lady who is near to you, a lady who is far away from you. Okay, etasyaha nama Uma. Okay, etasyah naam Uma. Etasyah naam Uma. Okay, tasyah naam Geeta. Etasyah naam Kim. Etasyah naam Uma. Tasyah naam Kim. Tasyah naam Geeta. Etasyah naam Kim. Etasyah naam Leela. तस्याः नाम किम्? तस्याः नाम रमा. एतस्याः नाम किम्? एतस्याः नाम लक्ष्मीः. tasyah naam kim, tasyah naam Saraswati, right? This we use in specific to our feminine gender, okay? I hope you guys are remembering. These were the same examples which were dealt in our last class. I am just going a revision through it. If anybody having any questions, kindly make a note of it. We will address all the questions in the end of the session before we do the numbers. Okay. So yeah. So far this is what we use. Okay. The etasya, tasya, etasyaha, tasyaha. Tasyah, I'm sorry. Okay. Etasya and tasya we use for masculine gender and neutral gender. Pumlinga shabda, napumsakalinga shabda. Etasyah and tasyah we use for strilinga shabda. Right? Feminine gender words. Right? So we will now go with the same example which we have dealt in the last class as well. Okay. Sarayu नद्याः तीरे अयोध्या अस्ति. षष्ठी विभक्ति वुड मीन अ बिलोंगिंगनेस. ओके, बिलोंगिंगनेस व्हेन यू हैव टू टेल इट इज समबडी एल्सेस. ओके, द रूल फॉर यू नो, द रूल फॉर षष्ठी विभक्ति इज यू नो संबंधे षष्ठी इति नियमः. Okay, whenever there is someone else's, it is belongingness, that is Rama's, Krishna's, boys, girls, fathers, mothers, the grandfathers. Okay, whenever you know you have a sense of belongingness, we use Shashti Vibhakti in our conversations. Okay, so that having said that, okay. So where is my yeah, 1 minute. Where is this one? Yeah. Here. So when this example which you have dealt in our previous class, okay? Sarayu Nadyaha Tire. Sarayu Nadyaha Tire Ayodhya Asti. See, the name here is Sarayu Nadi. Okay, Nadi is being turned into, okay, Sarayu river is on the banks of Ayodhya. Okay, sorry, I have reversed in the wrong way. Okay, Sarayu nadyah tire Ayodhya asti. Ayodhya is on the banks of river Saraswati. River Sarayu, I'm sorry, kindly bear with me, probably you know Sarayu Nadyaha Tire Ayodhya Asti. Sarayu Nadyaha Tire Ayodhya Asti. Okay? So, we will have all these examples. Okay? We will go through these examples once again. Okay? So, here it is. Dasharathasya Chatvarha Putraha. Dasharathasya चत्वारः पुत्राः. प्रथमस्य नाम रामः. प्रथमस्य नाम, ओके, राम प्रथमस्य, प्रथम मीन्स द फर्स्ट वन. ओके, फर्स्ट सन ऑफ नो दशरथ इज राम. द्वितीयस्य नाम भरतः. ओके, सेकंड वन, द्वितीयस्य नाम भरतः. तृतीयस्य चतुर्थस्य च नाम लक्ष्मणः. शत्रुघ्नः च तृतीयः, द थर्ड वन, एंड द फोर्थ वन. च मीन्स बोथ. ओके, तृतीयस्य चतुर्थस्य च नाम लक्ष्मणः शत्रुघ्नः च. राइट, नेक्स्ट वन, रामः कौसल्यायाः पुत्रः. रामः कौसल्यायाः पुत्रः. भरतः कैकेय्याः पुत्रः. भरतः कैकेय्याः पुत्रः. लक्ष्मणस्य शत्रुघ्नस्य च माता सुमित्रा. लक्ष्मणस्य शत्रुघ्नश्च च माता सुमित्रा रामः रावणासस्य कुम्भकर्णस्य च वधं कृतवान् रामः रावणासस्य कुम्भकर्णस्य च वधं कृतवान् राम राम लॉर्ड राम किल रावणः एंड कुंभकर्ण दैट्स व्हाट मींस रामः रावणासस्य कुंभकर्णस्य च वधं कृतवान् राइट so we have so far this is the example that we've gone through okay this is another set right now okay this is another set right now just 1 minute okay 1 minute उग्रसेनस्य पुत्रः कंसः उग्रसेनस्य पुत्रः कंसः कंसस्य भगिनी देवकी कंसस्य भगिनी देवकी ऐ होप यू गाइस आर एबल टू रिलेट टू दीस सेंटेंसेस आर यू नो फ्रॉम रामायणम भागवतम and Mahabharata okay it is a you know they have these sentences are a combination of Ramayanam Mahabharatam and Bhagavatam too okay so I am not translating each and every sentence because we have done this in our last class okay I am only reading out the sentences so you get the essence of it okay Devakyah patih Vasudevah putrah कृष्णः देवक्याः पतिः वसुदेवः पुत्रः कृष्णः कृष्णः नन्दगोपालस्य यशोदायाः च पालितपुत्रः अपि कृष्णः नन्दगोपालस्य यशोदायाः च पालितपुत्रः अपि right kunti kuntyah putrah arjunah kuntyah putrah arjunah saha arjunah krishnasya bhagini sorry krishnasya saha arjunah krishnasya bhaginyah सुभद्रायाः पतिः सः अर्जुनः कृष्णस्य भगिन्याः सुभद्रायाः पतिः राइट सुभद्रायाः पुत्रः अभिमन्युः सुभद्रायाः पुत्रः अभिमन्युः अभिमन्युः उत्तरायाः पतिः अभिमन्युः उत्तरायाः पतिः इन् आवर् लास्ट् क्लास् देर् वास् अ स्लैट् कन्फ्यूजन् आन् द वर्ड् अभिमन्यु विच् ऐ एम् अड्रेसिङ्ग् इट् रैट् नौ ओके एण्ड् देर् वास् अ क्वश्चन् अबौट् द वर्ड् नदी एस् वेल् ओके नदी हियर् वुड् मीन् नद्याः ओके नद्याः इस् अ रिवर् नदी इस् अ रिवर् नद्याः ओके रिवर्स् ओके अभिमन्युः उत्तरायाः पतिः राइट सो इफ अ सेंटेंस हैज टू बी लाइक नो व्हाट विल यू से इफ इट इज अ बिलोंगिंगनेस एंड व्हेन इन कॉन्टेक्स्ट विद अभिमन्युः ओके इफ यू हैव टू से द सेंटेंस लाइक दिस ओके इफ यू कैन नॉट बी लास्ट टाइम आई हैव टोल्ड दिस एज अभिमन्यस्य okay which is actually incorrect that was probably I must have been confused that is the reason I have sent the you know the rules of Shastri Vibhakti in my class assignment in my class recording and my assignment email so you can refer to that one okay so anything akarant shabda okay so akaranta shabda, so anything which is ending with akara, a in the end, like ramaha, putraha, sahodaraha, okay. Those words would be in Shastri Vibhakti, you would tell those words as ramasya, putrasya, sahodarasya, ganeshasya, okay. Any word ending with akaranta shabda, okay. Any word ending with akaranta, we would end it as sya, okay. The next one, okay, next rule, makaranta shabda. Makaranta means napumsakalingam, generally. Okay, pustakam, groham, patram, patram, karanam, kankanam, kankatam. All these are napumsakalinga shabda. Okay. So, when it is coming to makaranta shabda, we pronounce it as pustakasya, pustakasya, gruhasya, patrasya. Okay. In Shastri Vibhakti, the rules for masculine gender and neutral gender, you use sya itself. Okay, sya. We have seen it in my Abhyasa Pustakam in the previous page as well. Okay, that we have seen. Okay, so for makara, that is napumsaka linga shabda as well, you use sya eva. Okay, sya eva vayam upayoga kurmaha. Okay, इदानीं वयम् आकारान्तः शब्दः पश्यामः. आकारान्तः ओके विच् इस् लैक् यु नो रमाय रमा ओके लता सीता गीता आल् दीस् आर् आकारान्तशब्दः. ओके हियर् यु वुड् हेव् टु टेल् इट् एस् रमायाः बालिकायाः. सो दीस् आर् दि एक्साम्पल्स् आफ् आकारान्तशब्दः. When it is coming to ikaranta shabda, okay, it is ending with nadi, parvati, saraswati, you will use it as e plus ya and visarga. Okay, so please open, if you are not able to understand what I am trying, I have sent, can you refer to my email which I have sent on last Monday, just sent last Monday with the class recording. You just have a look at that email, you will have these, I have given it in there, okay. Nadyaha, Parvatyaha, Bhaginyaha, all these are examples of Ikaranta Shabdaha, okay. Ukaranta Shabdaha, Ukaranta Shabdaha, in words ending with U, okay, which is Guru, okay, Abhimanyu, U, okay. There, you would use Guroho. Any word, guru is the name of the word, guru is the word, okay, you pronounce in Shastri Vibhakti, you pronounce guru as guroho, okay, shambhoho, okay, abhimanyoho, so the correct pronunciation for the word abhimanyu in Shastri Vibhakti would be abhimanyoho, okay. अभिमन्योः पत्नी उत्तरा. अभिमन्योः पत्नी उत्तरा. आई होप आई एम गोइंग वेरी स्लोली टू मेक यू गाइज अंडरस्टैंड. हियर द एग्जाम्पल गिवन इन अभ्यास पुस्तकम इज अभिमन्युः उत्तरायाः पतिः. इट इज आकारान्त शब्द. दैट इज व्हाट दैट इज वी आर यूजिंग. वी आर यूजिंग याः विच दिस. See, we are supposed to change the word which is given in the bracket. Uttara is given in the bracket, so we will be changing that word. Abhimanyuhu uttarayaha patihi. If Abhimanyu was given in the bracket, then we will have to tell it as Abhimanyuhu uttarayaha patihi. Abhimanyuhu is what we know, okay. अभिमन्योः पत्नी उत्तरा. अभिमन्योः पत्नी उत्तरा. आई होप आई एम वेरी क्लियर. ओके एंड देन द लास्ट सेट ऑफ वर्ड्स वुड बी द रूकारांत शब्द. रूकारांत शब्द इज पितृ मातृ. ऑल दीज आर एग्जाम्पल्स ऑफ रूकारांत शब्द. ओके सो नो लाइक यू नो पितुः मातुः भ्रातुः ऑल दीज आर एग्जाम्पल्स ऑफ रूकारांत शब्द. ओके आई एम नॉट गेटिंग इनटू द कॉम्प्लेक्सिटीज ऑफ द अदर टर्म्स. करंटली वी आर गोइंग इन अ वेरी वेरी सिंपल वर्ड्स. let us go one by one in these words itself. Okay. Now we will practice more of the examples. Okay. Now we will practice more of the examples. Okay. So yeah. Just a minute before I share another attachment here. Yeah. So it's here. So. Yeah. Good. I hope my screen is to be seen and is very clear. Okay, this is actually not shared with you. I would share this link in our home assignment or in the class recording email. So at the moment, please refer to my screen, which is to be seen in here. Okay. So now I'll be going to. Yes. Okay, so I am just looking at the chat right now. Let me address few things here. Let me start it from the beginning so that I address. Okay. Just a minute, please. Yeah, Vijaya Bhagini has asked for a sentence. The girl teacher's bag is not there. Okay, right? So, Shikshikayah Syutah Tatra Nasti. Okay, Shikshikayah Syutah Tatra Nasti. That is how you pronounce. You pronounce Shikshika. Okay. Coming to the next one. Okay. I have addressed Pooja Bhagini's question. I have addressed Venkat Mahodaya's question. Okay. Venkat Mahodaya, yes. Cha means and, exactly. For Nanda Gopalaha, can we. Nanda Gopalasya. Okay. Nanda Gopalaha, can we. Nanda Gopalasya. Okay. It is a Pumlinga Shabda, so that is why we have to go with Nanda Gopalasya is the right way of addressing that word. Okay, so yeah, sir, Uttara changes to Uttarayaha Patihi, exactly, Uttarayaha. Abhimanyoho, Gauri Bhagini also written it right, Abhimanyoho Patini Uttara, Abhimanyoho Patni Uttara, Uttamam Bhagini. Thank you all. You guys have been very, very patiently listening to me. So now, how will we write Ravanasasya? That is the right pronunciation. Ravanaha, Ravanasasya. Okay, Ravanasasya. Ramaha. Sister also Shasti Vibhakti because, yes, exactly. Sister also is Shasti Vibhakti because sister also is given in the parentheses, in the bracket there. Okay, so yeah, this is all addressing. Now, as you guys are able to see, we will go after these examples here. Okay, we are only the words. Okay, these are the words that we are using only to make you familiar with Shasti Vibhakti Pumlinga Shabdha. Okay, this is exclusively Pumlinga Shabdha. Okay, so now I am only putting everybody in the mute mode, okay, not in the lecture mode, okay, in mute mode, yeah, I would, anybody randomly who wants to come up and, you know, practice few words, okay, I want each one of us present in this session to read at least two words, to understand these two words. In that way, you know, you get a little familiar with it, and let us give chance to everybody present. Yeah. You guys can now unmute yourselves, and anybody wants to try, please, one after the other, we will try. Okay, let us try three words each, three words itself. Yeah, who wants to go first? And I want participants who have not participated or who have not spoken in today's session. So who wants to initiate? They can unmute themselves and do one after the other, please.
Mama
Gauri.
Bina.
anybody from both of you?
Go ahead, Veena.
Yes, okay. Go ahead, Bhagini.
Okay. So the first one, Ramesh. Right?
Which one?
Ramesh.
Rameshaha. This word is Rameshaha. Okay. How would you use this word in Shashti Vibhakti? Okay. These are all Pumlinga Shabda. Okay. I want this word to be pronounced in Shashti Vibhakti context. Okay. So here in the first example. Okay. In the first example.
So I'm going to try that, Mahadaya. But I want to know. I said Ramesh, and then you said Rameshaha. But it is written as Ramesha. There is no there are no visargas there, right?
That is okay. See, I tell it Ramesha because that's how it goes with me. I am used to telling it in that way. But yeah, Ramesh is actually written there. Okay. But whenever when we say Ram, we don't call Ram. Okay. We tell Ramaha itself in Sanskrit. Okay. That is how the general tendency goes when you're actually going with. But yeah, like you said, it is Ramesh itself. Okay. So for Ramesh, what would be the Shashti Vibhakti is what I want to know.
So the Shashti Vibhakti would be Rameshasya.
जम्बुकस्य उत्तमम्
पादः
वन्मो
पादस्य
उत्तमम् धन्यवादः भगिनि ऑल थ्री आर राइट यस हु वांट्स टू ट्राई नेक्स्ट आफ्टर गौरी भगिनि
माय सेल्फ नैना
यस गो अहेड
यस सैनिकः सैनिकस्य
उत्तमम्
वेदः वेदस्य
उत्तमम् वन्मो
कुक्कुरः कुक्कुरस्य
उत्तमम् कुक्कुरः प्रोबब्ली दिस कुक्कुरः इज अनदर नो वर्ड फॉर शुनकः अ डॉग ओके धन्यवाद प्लीज म्यूट योरसेल्फ आई वांट वन ऑफ द महोदयास टू अनम्यूट देमसेल्फ एंड टॉक राइट नाउ पीपल महोदया हु हैव नॉट यू नो स्पोकन इन द मॉर्निंग
This is Rajagopalan.
Yes, please.
Rajagopalan, I can go. Deshasya. Deshasya.
Deshasya, Uttamam.
Okay, but I have a question. It's ending with A sound, right? Desha, right? Here it is written as Desha. Desha, Yaha, is not correct?
No, it is not that. It is Desha.
नारदस्य मयूरस्य
धन्यवाद
पर्वतस्य नखस्य विद्यालयस्य
उत्तमम् पर्वतस्य नखस्य विद्यालयस्य उत्तमम् धन्यवादः महोदय यस पार्टिसिपेंट्स हू हैव नॉट ट्राइड हू हैव नॉट स्पोकन सो फार
आई कैन ट्राई
यस प्लीज गो
अहेड मम नाम हरिणी रक्षकः रक्षकस्य रजकः रजकस्य पत्रवाहः पत्रवाहस्य
उत्तमम्
धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः भगिनि
पत्रवाहः स्पोक्स्मैन्
पोस्ट्मैन् कुलाल Kulal means somebody who makes pots. Okay, we say a potter. Okay, it is P-O-T-T-E-R, potter, who makes pots.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, who wants to try the other word?
I can try.
Yes, yes, please go ahead.
Vasudeva, Vasudevasya.
Uttamam.
Rajak, Rajakasya.
Rajakaha means a laundry man. We say dhobi, right? In Hindi we say dhobi. I don't know, probably somebody who takes for the laundry services guy. Okay, Rajakaha means a dhobi, right? Yeah. So we can use one more word. That one more word you want to try? Which did we not go to any of the words here?
Danta.
Where is it?
Nakh.
Nakhastya.
Nakhastya, Uttamam. Okay, if you have covered all the words, if you have covered all the words, then I'll go. I hope these words so far are clear to everybody. Okay. I hope these words so far are clear. Okay.
Mahodaya, what words is so far are clear.
Nakha, right?
Yes.
Nakha means
what
nail.
Mean?
A nail.
Nail.
Nail. Yes.
Okay. And
a fingernail. Just a minute. Which one are you talking about, Bhagini?
Pachaka.
Pachaka. It's a cook. Cook. Somebody who cooks. Pachakasya.
Okay. Thank you. Dhanyavad.
Pachaka means cook. Nayana Bhagini, Pachaka means cook. Okay.
What is kulala?
Okay. Kulala means a potter who makes pots. Pots.
Okay.
So far we have had a look at the Pumlinga Shabda. Now we will have a look at the Strilinga Shabda. Okay. Strilinga Shabda, same, I have only the words. Okay, after these words, I have another set of exercises for you which shows the relationship. Okay. First of all, let us get familiar with few words. Then we will have actually identify the relationships as well. Okay. I have only planned this session so that you guys get very familiar, very free with Shashti Vibhakti as such. Okay. So far we have seen the Pumlinga Shabda. Okay. These are all examples for Strilinga Shabda. Okay. Strilinga Shabda, see, example it is showing as, example the Mula. Mula here means the core word. Okay? Mula is Lata. Okay. Prathama, again, I am not going into the details of the word, that is again a little complicated. We are going, our aim is to make spoken Sanskrit available to everybody. That's what is the trial. We are not trying to be scholars overnight. So we are not going with Prathama Vibhakti, Dvitiya Vibhakti, Tritiya Vibhakti. There are many in between. We will not go there. We'll come to those words at a later point in time. Okay. So at the moment we are dealing with the Shashti Vibhakti. Okay. So it is showing as Lata. Lata Shashti Vibhakti is Latayaha. Okay. In the same way, anybody who wants to read these words, please unmute themselves, unmute yourself and go ahead.
Aham prayatnam karomi va.
Uttamam bhagini, please karoti.
Ghatyaha.
Ghatyaha.
Ghatyaha kaikeyaha.
Uttamam.
Suchyaha.
Suchyaha. Uttamam. Dhanyavada. Yes. Dhanyavada bhagini, please mute yourself. Anybody else who wants to try, there are many words with me, please take initiative and please try, it helps me, it helps you.
Mother, I will try.
Sorry? Yes, if you want to try, you can try.
Mala.
Malayaha.
Then Bhasha. Bhashayaha.
Bhashayaha. Uttamam. You want to try one more? We can try one more.
Yeah, one more. Bhagini.
Bhaginyaha. भगिन्या उत्तमं भगिनि उत्तमं भगिनि उत्तमम् ओके नौ ऐ विल् सी हूर् हेज़् नाट् पार्टिसिपेटेड् ऐ वोण्ट् काल् औट् देम् ओके बिकास् ऐ केन् सी ओन्लि केन् हियर् ओन्लि फमिलियर् साङ्ग्स् सो ऐ डोण्ट् नो नो पीपल् नाट् पार्टिसिपेटेड् ऐ वाण्ट् देम् टु पार्टिसिपेट् नौ ओके सो हियर् इट् इस् या Sulendu Mahodaya participated, Chandani Bhagini participated. Ram Mahodaya, do you want to try? Ram Mahodaya, today being a first class, yeah. You want to try this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sita. Sita Yaha.
Uttamam, Uttamam.
Bhasha.
Mm-hmm.
Bhasha Yaha.
Uttamam, one more, one more.
Nauka.
Mm-hmm.
Naukayaah.
Naukyaah. It is, you know, the ka becomes short. We have to say Naukyaah.
Naukyaah.
Uttama. Uttama Mahodaya. Bahu dhanyavad. Uttama. 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 Namaskara. Namaskara. Veena Bhagini. Veena Bhagini. Gayatri Bhagini. Gayatri Bhagini, can you please read a couple of words for us?
Sorry to interrupt, like why it would be Naukyaah instead of Naukayaah?
Naukayaah cannot be because see, you cannot have an addition to it, like how Nadi becomes Nadyaah, okay? Same way, Nauka also becomes Naukyaah. Okay,
but it is not Ikaranta, right? It is Akaranta, like Nautayaha. It should be Naukayaha, like it's not...
It is Naukyaha, okay, Naukyaha. Nauka, ka becomes the half, half ka.
Okay.
Okay.
But how do we find those rules? For general Akarantaha, we have like Ramayaha, Balikayaha, Shatikayaha, right? So how do we, for Naukyaha, how do we understand that rule?
No, pronounce that way, okay? See, we are all, at a very beginner's level, right? So for us, if we go to the logic of understanding the word, it becomes very complicated. So instead of going to the logic of the word, let us go with first understanding of the word in itself, okay? If you go behind the logic, what happens is, you know, there's some other, you have to link with something else and all of those, okay? That's a little complicated, okay? To be honest, the logics of that word too are very difficult for me too, okay? Even I haven't reached that level of proficiency where I can, you know, that is something that, you know, of course, there is some logic to it, okay? But I would not say that, you know, it is very early for us. It is very early for us, okay? This logic will be unfolded when we go for the sessions. Okay, when we are other sessions coming up, probably after your, you know, when you actually do the little grammar part, you will get to know all of these sentences, all of these words in a very better way.
Okay, thank you.
Right. So until then, yes. let us just go with the usage of the words at the moment, okay? The logic will come at a very later point in time. The usage of the words, what at the moment we are focusing on. Okay?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thanks.
Dhanyavada. Pooja Bhagini, can you please translate a couple of words or three, or can you please, you know, give me Shasti Vibhakti for two, three words from this list?
Sir, Mala becomes Malayaha.
Mm-hmm.
Pakshala becomes Pakshalayaha.
So
likewise, Suchi will become Suchyayaha. And Janani will become Suchyaha, okay. And Janani will become Jananyayaha. Or Bhaginyaha.
Jananyaha, Bhaginyaha. Exactly. Right?
Okay.
So these are the few words for Chilinga Shabda. I hope I am making it very clear in this context, okay. Any questions, please park it again. I am saying it. We will have a look at those words too. Okay. So, please, meaning of Shatika. Shatika means a sari, basically. Okay, sari. Shatika means a sari. Okay. Just 1 minute. I am having to, stop the screen sharing. Just 1 minute, please. Just 1 minute. Okay, here it is. Where is this? Just a minute, please kindly bear with me. I'm just trying to search something. Okay, wait a minute, please. Okay. Yeah, I see now. Yeah, all right. So these are some of the words for Napumsakalingaha. Okay, Napumsakalinga Shabdani Vayam Evam Upayogam Kurma. Napumsakalinga Linga Shabdanam Kute Api Asmakam Upayoga Evam Eva Bhavatisma. Okay. Pumlinga Shabda Kidrushi Vayam Kurma Tadrushi Eva Napumsakalinga Shabda Api Vayam Kurma. Okay. So Atra Pustakam becomes Pustakasya. Pustakam a pustak is the mool word. Okay, pustakasya becomes the shashti vibhakti. Okay, books. Okay, b w o k apostrophe s, books. Okay, so who wants to read a couple of sentences? They can actually come up and give me 2-3 examples with the words given on my screen right now.
Can I go? Okay. So Akshara, Akshara would become Aksharasya.
Uttamam.
And Gruha would become Gruhasya.
Gruhasya. Gruha means home. Okay. Yeah. Dhanyavaad.
Can I try one more?
I'm sorry?
Can I try one more?
Yes.
Upanetra. Upanetrasya.
I'll try, Mahoday.
Yes, please. Rajan Mahoday.
Then we will go to another set of examples, which is right beside this one. Okay, we'll have one Mother, participant who wants to try. Yes, Mahoday.
Mahoday, Alok.
Yes, Alok Mahoday, Viman, please try.
Viman, Vimanasya, Nagar, mm-hmm. Nagarasya,
mm-hmm.
Yan, Yanasya.
Uttamam, Mahoday, Uttamam. Okay. So far we have
Mahoday,
done
what is Yan?
Yanam means Yanam means an instrument. Okay, loka yanam, which we say a bus, right? Loka yanam, car yanam, loka yanam, vimana yanam. Yanam means
yana is only vehicle.
Sorry.
Yanam is vehicle, right?
Yeah, vehicle. That's what I'm saying. Vimana yanam, loka yanam. car yanam, all these are examples, all these are, you know, yanasya paryayavachaka shabda itself. A vehicle, like Mahodaya said, vehicle. Okay? So, we will go to another set of examples here. Yeah. So here I have few more examples for Shashti Vibhakti. Okay. Yeah. So these are again some valid points covering the it shows the belongingness. Okay, it shows the belongingness. Okay. We'll go through the first two slides. After that, we will go through the numbers. After that, I will address the questions, and then we will close with the with our standard shloka. Okay. So yeah, who wants to show this relationship? Okay. Now we are going with exclusive relationships. Who wants to try here?
I can try.
Yes. Murli Mahodaya, you want
Bagini,
to try?
Prayatnam karot. Bagini karot.
Okay.
Both now.
दशरथस्य पुत्रः रामः अर्जुनस्य पिता पाण्डुराजः धन्यवादः
मुरलीमहोदय प्रिष्टाय
शिवस्य पुत्रः गणेशः कृष्णस्य पिता वसुदेवः
So you can do it in the other way around as well, okay? Ramasya Pita, Dasharatha also is correct. Okay, Ramasya Pita, you can do the reverse order as well. Ramasya Pita, Dasharatha also is correct. Okay, Ganeshasya Pita, Shivaha, that also is correct. Like Bhagini said, Arjunasya Pita, Panduraja, that also is correct. Or Pandurajasya Putraha, Arjuna, that also is correct. Okay, so these are the words which you can use interchangeably, okay? The relationship between a father and son remains the same, right? I mean, there would still again be a father-son relationship itself. Probably you would call it, Uday's father or, father. That's how the relationship is, okay? So these are few examples of relationships, okay? The same is with the next one, okay? So who wants to try the next one? Not the ones who have tried.
You can try.
Okay, yes, please try.
Namo naam milin. Parshuramaha sishtya karnaha. Parshuramasya sishtya karnaha. Karnaha guruha. Karnasya guru. Guruha Parshuramaha.
Karnasya guruhu Parshuramaha. Uttamam. One more sentence, Mahodaya.
द्रोणाचार्यस्य शिष्य एकलव्यः एकलव्यः गुरुः द्रोणाचार्यः
एकलव्यस्य गुरुः द्रोणाचार्यः बोथ आर करेक्ट ओके यू कैन यूज द वाइस वर्सा थिंग आल्सो हियर ओके परशुरामस्य शिष्यः कर्णः कर्णस्य गुरुः परशुरामः एकलव्यस्य गुरुः द्रोणाचार्यः द्रोणाचार्यस्य शिष्यः एकलव्यः बोथ आर करेक्ट ओके या मैं ना भगिनी यू वांट टू ट्राई
यस
भगिनी प्लीज ट्राई
रामकृष्णस्य शिष्य विवेकानन्दः
उत्तमम्
रामस्य गुरुः वशिष्ठः
रामस्य गुरुः वशिष्ठः उत्तमम्
धन्यवादः
यू कैन आल्सो सेल वशिष्ठस्य शिष्यः रामः ओके यस सो फार वी हैव डन दीस टू एक्सरसाइजेस देयर आर फ्यू मोर ओके देयर आर फ्यू मोर हियर which we will cover probably in our with okay I have to cover if does anybody have any questions so far first of all does anybody have any questions for me
Mahodaya this is my first class I want to get the recordings of the previous class
I would send an email now there. The email will be coming from probably by tomorrow evening. Okay, in that it has, in that link you have access to all the old previous classes. Like so far this is our fifth class, so we'll have recordings of all the five classes in that email of mine.
Okay,
I'll practice.
Tomorrow
evening. Yes.
Great. Okay, thank you.
Dhanyavada. So, we will first of all, if there are no questions, then we will go ahead and practice few numbers. Okay, so far we have dealt with numbers starting from 1 to 60. Like so far we have been doing 20 in each session. We'll do 20 in today's session as well. Okay. So let me share my screen with the numbers.
Uday Mahoday.
Yes. Yes.
Mama Rama Alok. I have a question. Like you know,
I just wanted
to understand that how do we differentiate like between akranta shabda and makranta shabda?
Yes. See. Akaranta Shabda and Makaranta Shabda. Okay. See, the logic that we have, while we are trying to understand an Akaranta and Makaranta Shabda is a word that is ending with Visarga in the end. Okay. Visarga in the end. Like Ramaha, Putraha, Sahodaraha, Balakaha, Krishnaha, Ganeshaha. Or this will be an example of Akaranta Shabda. Okay, 95% of the times this is correct. Okay, there are some exceptions to it. We are not dealing with the exceptions right now. We are dealing with the majority. So yeah, 95% of the times these are the Akaranta Shabda. And Makaranta Shabda, something which has am in the end. Like Pustakam, Groham, Kankanam, Kankatam, Lokayanam, all these are examples of Makaranta Shabda. Okay, we have the in the end, which are like We have dealt in our class, in our session to anything with those are the examples of Makaranta Shabda. Okay?
Okay. And how about Ikaranta Shabda and Ukaranta Shabda?
Ukaranta Shabda means something which is ending with U, like Guru, Shatru. All these are Ukaranta Shabda. Okay, Ikaranta means Bhagini, Parvati, Saraswati, Nadi. All these are examples of Ikaranta Shabda. And Akaranta Shabda means Rama, Lata, Balika, Vaidya, Shikshika. All these are examples of Akaranta Shabda. Okay?
Thank you. Dhanyavada Mahoday. Dhanyavada.
So let me share my screen with the numbers. 1 minute.
That Shakuntalam, how do you frame Uday Mahoday?
The Shakuntalam run, right? Okay, let me first share my screen with the Shakuntalam thing. And then you would again. Are you able to see my screen, right?
No, right now, no.
Yeah. Shakuntalasya lekhakaha kalidasa.
Oh, that moo goes away. Okay, yeah. Okay,
yes.
Right.
Shakuntalasya lekhakaha kalidasa. Ramayanasya lekhakaha valmiki. Mahabharatasya lekhakaha vyasaha. Trukkulasya lekhakaha vallurah. Okay, the last one is an example of a regional book, okay, a regional famous book, okay, which we are not going to, which you will not be aware of. So we are aware of Shakuntalam, Ramayana and Mahabharata. Okay, we are talking as who has written a book. Okay, who has written Shakuntalam? Kalidasa. Ramayana was written by Valmiki. Mahabharata was written by Vyasa. Okay. Right.
So the other way around is Kalidasasya Lekakaha Shakuntalam.
No. That is a different thing again. That's a very that goes a little above. Okay. So let us not come there. Okay. See, let us only understand one side of it. Okay. car. If we have to say, if we have to say,
I have one more question. I have one more quick question on that. See, Valmiki mm-hmm. is a masculine name, so would the E apply there, or it would be masculine, Valmiki word?
See, generally, we can address these kind of issues like this, okay? Generally, these are poets like, you know, Ramayana, Mahabharata, are very, probably, you know, mm-hmm. very Grantha, this is Grantha, right? So, we can address these as like this, okay? Valmiki Varyasya, okay? Now we call each other as Mahodaya, no, out of respect, okay? The same mm-hmm. way, we can call it as Valmiki Varyasya Grantha Ramayanam. Okay, or okay. If you look at the Shashti Vibhakti pronunciation is Valmikehe Granthaha Ramayanam. And that's why I'm not going into complexities. Okay, we haven't covered that form of Shashti Vibhakti yet. Okay, Valmikehe Granthaha Ramayanam. Okay, we not covered that one, so I'm not going in that. So it's little complicated. I'm not touching on those ones. Yeah. So let us go one after the other. Okay, so now we will practice few numbers. Dhanyavada. Let us practice few numbers. So that number sankhya. Yes, I hope my screen is to be seen. Everybody, is my screen to be seen?
Yes, Mahode.
Uttam. Okay. So, so far we have covered numbers from 1 to 60. Now, today we will go ahead with numbers from 61 to 80. Okay. So, for 60, what was 60? 60 was, 60 is
Shashtihi.
Shashtihi. Okay. 61 ekashashtihi, 61 ekashashtihi, 62 dvishashtihi, 62 dvishashtihi, 63 trishashtihi, 63 trishashtihi, 64 Chatushashtihi, 64 Chatushashtihi, 65 Panchashashtihi, 65 Panchashashtihi, 66 Shatshashtihi, 66 Shatshashtihi, 67 Saptashashtihi, 67 Saptashashtihi, 68 Ashtashastihi, 68 Ashtashastihi, 69 Navashastihi, 69 Navashastihi, 70 Saptatihi, 70 Saptatihi, 71 Ekasaptatihi, 71 Ekasaptatihi, 72 Dvisaptatihi, 72 Dvisaptatihi, 73 Trisaptatihi, 73 Trisaptatihi, 74 Chatushaptatihi, 74 Chatushaptatihi, 75 Panchasaptatihi, 75 Panchasaptatihi, 76 Shatsaptatihi, 76 Shatsaptatihi, 77 Saptasaptatihi, 77 Saptasaptatihi, 78 Ashtasaptatihi, 78 Ashtasaptatihi, 79 Navasaptatihi, 79 Navasaptatihi, 80 Asitihi, 80 Asitihi, right? So these are few numbers from 1 to 60. Okay, 1 to 80 so far. Okay, please practice these. If you do not practice, probably you tend to forget these. Okay, so it's better if you practice. This has been shared in my previous emails as well, and I would share it in my tomorrow's email again. Okay, so any questions for me so far? If any questions, we'll address the questions, then probably, if there are no questions, then we will have an extension of the poem, okay? We always have a poem for ourselves, that is Pathami Sanskritam Nityam. Now I have an extension for it. Now we are having a second part of that poem, okay? We have only gone through the first four sentences, now we'll have the second four sentences, okay?
Sir, one question, please. Nayana, Nayana.
Yes.
So, what we call vibhakti in English?
Probably you can say it as a tenses.
Okay. Dhanyavad.
Okay. So we will have I will read this poem. Okay. Just listen to me. And if you, then we will have a collaborated reading once again. Okay, this is not being shared. I will share it in my email tomorrow. Okay, so far we have only read Pathami Samskrutam Nityam, Vadami Samskrutam Sada, Jayami Samskrutam Samyak, Vande Samskrutam Acharam. Okay, these are the four lines that we used to practice so far. Okay, now I will have us practice the next four lines. Okay, next four lines are Samskrutasya Prasaraya, Samskrutasya Prasaraya, Naijam Sarvam Dadamyaham, Naijam Sarvam Dadamyaham, Samskrutasya Prasaraya. Naijam sarvam dadamyaham, samskrutasya sada bhaktau, vande samskruta mataram. Right? Samskruta mataram. Okay, I will share this poem again in my coming class. Okay, so yeah, here it is. Now I will read this entire poem. Whoever wants to participate with me, they can participate. Okay, right? So, Pathami Samskrutam Nityam,
Pathami Samskrutam Nityam,
Vadami Samskrutam Sada,
Vadami Samskrutam Sada,
Dhyayami Samskrutam Samyak, Vande Samskruta Mataram,
Vande Samskruta Mataram,
Samskrutasya Prasaraya,
Samskrutasya Prasaraya,
Naijam sarvam dadamyaham,
Naijam sarvam dadamyaham,
Samskrutasya sada bhaktau, Vande samskruta mataram,
Vande samskruta mataram.
Uttamam. Okay, I will send this complete eight lines of poem in my email. Okay, any questions? Anybody having any questions? They can stay back. Else, everybody can who are they can leave. They can leave.
Uday Mahab Mahoday.
Yes, Mahoday. Yes, Mahoday.
Would it be a good idea to create a WhatsApp group for our group and we can interact better?
Actually, that is right, Mahodaya. Okay, just a minute, please.